Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I am cloud economist Corey Quinn. Let's get into it and see what AWS has for us based upon last week's releases. But first, this episode is sponsored by a still somewhat unlikely sponsor, by which I of course mean our friends at New Relic. Now you're probably thinking I should talk about, you know, more modern companies like Datadog, Prometheus, or OpenTelemetry. You know, observability, hipster monitoring. But a month ago, I would have agreed with you, but New Relic has done something a little out there. They reworked everything. They went open source, they made it so you can monitor your whole stack in one place, and they simplified their pricing. There's even a free tier with one user and 100 gigabytes per month, totally free. So check them out at newrelic.com and let me know what you think. Now, what happened last week in the world of AWS? Glad you asked. There are 6 new training courses for Amazon Connect. It turns out that there are 6 new training courses for Amazon Connect is a perfect answer to the question, how complicated is Amazon Connect? Amazon Corretto 8 and 11 support extended. We're extending our free and open JDK support for an additional 3 years just because is definitely an AWS thing to do. Calling it Corretto is a great name, which is definitely not an AWS thing to do. Amazon EKS on AWS Fargate now supports Amazon EFS file systems. That's right, you can now mount your home directory inside of Fargate EKS containers, as well as Fargate ECS containers, as well as ECS running on EC2 instances, as well as within Lambda functions. No matter what terrible compute option you use, you can now have the same home directory there. Isn't that terrible? Application and classic load balancers are adding defense in depth with the introduction of desync mitigation mode. The AWS-powered load balancers you've been ignoring quietly are becoming more powerful. One day you'll work for them. Announcing the newest AWS heroes for August of 2020. There are some great people who are now AWS heroes, and also Ian Mackay, noted code butcher and frequent friend of this podcast. He has built some truly horrifying things, which means that if he's a hero, the seals are giving way. AWS announces WorldForge in AWS RoboMaker. This is more or less a 3D environment to simulate what robots will do, and it's seriously interesting. And as a sign that the RoboMaker marketing team has their heads on straight, they grabbed WorldForge as the name instead of reserving it for an ML service that signs documents while pretending to be people. This episode is also sponsored in part by my friends at Chaos Search. Processing data at scale with an ELK stack is A, budget-breaking, B, soul-crushing, or C, time-consuming? No, it's D, all of the above, because Chaos Search is a fully managed log analytics platform that leverages your Amazon S3 as a data store. There's no more data movement. It stays put, because data movement costs you money. No data retention limits, because it's S3. They will run out of disks long after the Earth crashes into the sun. And savings of up to 80% versus current log analysis approaches. So if you're sick and tired of your ELK stack falling over like a dead elk, or of having your data retention squeezed by cost concerns, then visit chaossearch.io and join the log analysis revolution. Be sure to tell them I sent you and watch them flinch. It's my favorite part. Deter spam callers using Amazon Connect. From the company that also brought you, deter potential employees by making them use Amazon Chime. Introducing the AWS controllers for Kubernetes, or ACK, or ACK. This is fascinating because eventually Kubernetes stands a chance of replacing CloudFormation and its friends as the default how AWS resources are provisioned. Of course, they gave it a terrible name, but why belabor that? They're never going to change it. 5 tips for implementing conversational experiences in travel. That's right, we're all trapped at home during a pandemic, and somehow AWS found a way to be that person in the airplane seat next to you who just won't freaking stop talking. Rethinking the fine dining experience. I trust advice on fine dining from a company with a stated frugality leadership principle about as far as I can comfortably spit a rat. which is, coincidentally, the kind of fine dining thought leadership I would expect from them. Announcing AWS Amplify Flutter. We think AWS Amplify Flutter is a great name, and that's only because until this very moment, they never considered AWS Stethoscope. How to use AWS RAM or RAM or Resource Access Manager to share your ACM private CA cross account. You can now save money and reduce the resource scavenger hunt by sharing ACM private CAs betwixt accounts. Note that each one of these puppies costs you almost $5,000 a year, so that's not nothing. And lastly, four reasons to invest in entry-level cloud talent. Number five is presumably because senior talent has to come from somewhere, dingus. Tomorrow's seniors are today's juniors. And that's what happened last week in AWS. It seems like a relatively light week, but we're going to take it. I am Chief Cloud Economist Corey Quinn at the Duckbill Group, fixing AWS bills here, there, and everywhere, possibly in your account. Visit duckbillgroup.com to learn more. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Whereas if you've hated this podcast, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts anyway, along with a recommendation for your fine dining tips.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.